Who belongs in this country and who doesn't? That conversation has consumed the U.S. lately. It's been difficult and often ugly, especially for people caught up in the immigration debate. Roman Sabal is one of them. Originally from Belize, Sabal wanted to be a U.S. citizen. In the late 1980s, he came here on a tourist visa and then used a fake ID to join the military. He served in the Marine Corps for 6 years, and his officers told him citizenship would be an option. Sabal was going through the naturalization process 10 years ago when he visited Belize for health care. Ever since, U.S. officials have not let him return to finish his paperwork. On Monday, he was at the San Diego border crossing, feeling optimistic about the citizenship interview he had scheduled for later that day.
I was confident that all the paperwork was ready, you know, being that I was told that everything was ready, just come and, you know, going to go across, do my interview, and hopefully same day got sworn in. And so I was really looking forward to it. I had explained to my kids that, you know, that this was the process, and they were all excited. They are looking out for me, waiting for me, but they were turned away. The border people said that we could not get in because it was ICE who was supposed to authorize us to get into the country and not the people at the border.
So that was the only explanation they gave you?
Yes, sir. That was all, and nothing else after that.
So, Roman, you lived in the U.S. for more than a decade. You joined the Marines in 1987, eager to serve the U.S., and you returned to Belize for a visit in 2008, and a judge ordered you to be deported at a court hearing you did not know about because you weren't in the U.S. What made you think, when you left the States, that it would be easy to return?
Back then, I was assured that becoming a citizen would not be any problem. I used to be back and forth, you know, visiting my mom in Belize and coming back with no problem.
So your career in the Marines is pretty impressive. You traveled to South Korea, Japan, Thailand, and the Philippines. Do you think having served in the U.S. military for 6 years means you should automatically deserve citizenship?
Well, no, that's not what I'm saying. When I put my life on the line for the country and I have no criminal record, I'm just disappointed, but I'm still hopeful.
Roman, what's been the hardest part of this whole episode for you?
My children. You know, I've missed all these birthdays, you know, all these Christmases, Thanksgivings, all, you know, holding my children's hands, you know, and what it's difficult, but life goes on, and like I said, hopefully something positive is going to come out through all this.
Roman, thank you very much for your time, for your thoughts, and we're wishing you good luck.
Thank you very much, and you're very welcome.
Victoria Starrett is Roman Sabal's attorney.
The immigration system is clearly broken, and it's particularly broken for individuals who have served honorably in the U.S. in uniform. Congress has created a special and free path for these veterans to become citizens, yet there's not a clear process for them to access this opportunity despite demonstrating their statutory eligibility. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services has had interviews at the border and consulates for other veterans with deportation orders, yet they're unwilling to provide these opportunities until veterans spend unnecessary financial and physical energy pursuing paths we all know will ultimately be denied. Roman has been forced to be separated from his two children, including his 13-year-old daughter and his 20-year-old son. He's been forced to miss his son's high school graduation. I think it's been hardest on his daughter. I think it's hard for her to understand why someone like her father, who served honorably in the military, who has never been convicted of any crime, who has been a good father, who has tried, you know, to be in his children's lives through Skype, and phone calls and, you know, doing whatever he can to support them despite being forcibly separated from them. You know, it's hard for her to understand why they can't be reunited.
That's Victoria Starrett, an attorney for veteran Roman Sabal, a 6-year veteran of the U.S. Marine Corps. Starrett was with him on Monday at the Tijuana-San Diego border when he was on his way to a scheduled citizenship interview and U.S. officials turned him away. We reached out to ICE for comment on Roman Sabal's case. We did not hear back by airtime.